When in danger, you have two options, fight or flight. The Survival Fitness Plan focuses on training in the best methods of fight and flight as a form of exercise. Skills covered include self-defense, parkour, swimming, and mountain bike riding, as well as general health and fitness, including body conditioning, nutrition, and meditation. But the real question is, how do you go about training in all these things in the most effective, efficient, and safe way as possible? Well, that's what this channel is all about. And each episode will give you more Survival Fitness Plan training techniques and tips so you can get survival fit in no time. If you want to get the most out of your Survival Fitness Plan training, go ahead and download the free app. It's like having me, Sam Fury, as your personal trainer anytime you want. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you in there. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. Oh, it's not the Daily Rant. Ah, it's just in my mind to say that. I'm Sam Fury, your host. Here I am in Western Australia, in Dalyellup, it's called. Yesterday I landed in Perth, and I stayed at my cousin's house for the... No, not yesterday, the day before yesterday. And I stayed at my cousin's house, and went for a little run around there. That was nice. And now I'm at my mum's house. She moved since last time I was here. So before, we used to live like close to the city. Not in the city, it was still suburbs. But now we live still in more suburbs, but it's further away. And it's nice. It's got a lot of place. Like, I went for a run this morning just to have a look around, and like the beach is pretty close. And then there's like bush trails and lots of parks. Not bush trails, like there's a pathway. It's a lot. So I think I did a round trip, and there's the little exercise equipment things, which is, I haven't seen really much in Australia before, but there's these little exercise equipment, like to do pull-ups and stuff, so that's cool. And I think I did about 7Ks or something. So today, later on, I'll figure out how to, I'll choose a better route, and then tomorrow I'll try that one. And yeah, maybe I can get pump out a 10K. So that'll be good. Today's topic is how much time do I need for survival fitness training? So, because there's a lot to learn, right? So some people might think, oh, I don't have time for all of that. Well, I'm here to tell you do. Because it's actually, we can break it up. Sorry, I'm just making it a bit darker. I don't know if the screen's a bit weird or whatever. That's probably, how about that? How about that? All right. Because there's quite a lot to learn, right? So how do you make time? Well, it's actually because you take it in steps, right? So, just dirtied my glasses. Oh, I can't see, sorry. Just going to have to wipe that away. All right. Not that it matters, I guess. All right, so, but to be fair, the minimum amount of time, let's say, I feel like the very minimum you should do is at least stretch, right? Everyone should at least stretch. And if you do the Survival Fitness Plan short stretch, that's 15 minutes, right? Or it's less, it's like 10 to 15 minutes. So the very minimum every day you could do is 10 to 15 minutes, right? And then from there, it just goes up. So like you could start to add core exercises, then that might take another 5 minutes. You start add sprints, and that's going to take another like 10 minutes. So that's what, that's 25 minutes. And then if you want to start doing your skills training, or you want to increase your core strength, right? And then you want to start doing your skills training, right? And it can go up and up and up. And I think the maximum, like I've completed the entire plan for progression of the Survival Fitness Plan from the beginner, from entry, all the way to like, there's like five levels. So you got like an entry, and then you got beginner, and then you got, I can't remember what it's called, but then after that, so that's the set, and there's the third one, and then you got intermediate, and then you got advanced, and then you got elite or expert, right? So you got these five steps, and I've completed all the way from this, from like day one, all the way to like day, I don't even know how many days it is, but it's years worth of training, right? And of course, there's a, like, that you can do a little test to find out where you're going to start, all right? But then the maximum, like, even if you get up to elite, I think, like, let's say you're going to run 10Ks and then do, like, the like core exercise, which is quite like 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups or whatever, plus more. I think, and then with a stretch and thing, like the maximum is still only 90 minutes a day, right? So you train 90 minutes a day. So you go anywhere from 15 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day to 90 minutes a day. Of course, you could do more if you want. Like it's not unusual for me to like go on a bike ride for 2 hours, right? Especially when I was in the States. But you don't have to. Like if you just want to do it, and that includes learning all the skills. It's over time. So it's like there is a lot to learn. But you're not trying to learn it all at once, right? It's a long game. So that's what you do. All right. So basically you start from the minimum or whatever and you progress and increase. And so you start build up more and more and more. And if you follow the plan, it does it automatically, right? So you start off and you're only doing like a 10-minute jog or whatever, and then you try to get faster and go for longer at the same time, right? So it like gradually builds you up. And the thing about this is that because you think you don't have enough time, but you do, right? You could go and you could easily do, not put aside 2 hours a day to exercise every day. A lot of people think just because it's not in your lifestyle now, you know, the time. So you do, anything is better than nothing, right? So you start off small, but make it a priority just to do, even if it is just like half an hour a day, like 15 minutes a day, it's nothing, right? Like you got to at least do, I would say, like if you're really pressed for time on a day, you can just do stretching, all right? But normally I would say, all right, I'm going to train for an hour every day. That's just normal. Like people do that. That's like, if you don't do that, like, why not? It's like everyone can spare an hour, right? There's hundreds of reasons not to do something. You can always make excuses, but there's no, anyone can find an hour in the day to take care of themselves. Right, it's not that hard. Just like don't watch as much TV. Don't, you know what I mean? Just get up an hour earlier, go to sleep an hour earlier, and then get up an hour earlier and do your training before your kids wake up or whatever. All right, it's not like people can do it. And like, all right, maybe you really don't have an hour, whatever. I don't believe you. You can do it, but let's say you really don't. Just half an hour. Right, go get up, do some sprints, do some push up, do some sit ups. Stretch, meditate for 10 minutes, done, right? Do that every day. And then by the time as you're working through the plan, what will happen is that you'll become a habit. So you'll make time and you'll just adapt and you'll be able to, trust me, you will be able to. All right. That's it for today, guys. I hope you found some value in this podcast or wherever you're watching this. And I will speak to you again next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Survival Fitness Plan. I hope you found some value in this episode. If you did, please like and share it so more people can discover and learn how to train in the Survival Fitness Plan. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you can be notified as soon as the latest episodes are released. Finally, remember to download the free Survival Fitness Plan app. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you next time.